Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, 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 baby. You know it's French Toast Friday up in here, Catfish Friday. Yes, I got it going on, broadcasting from Nicole, a windy city, baby. It is like 22 degrees outside. Do you hear me up in here, up in here? Listen, I got gumbo rum and hot chocolate going at the same time. Yes, I do. It is November 18, 2022, 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm finna say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Bhutani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum, GumboRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumboRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumbo Rum, natural vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. Listen, 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 listen here, baby. The CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve Gum. Shaka-laka, boom, 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 bow. Listen, 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 up in here, up in here. Who is hearing this music on today? Come on into there, work with me, darling. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, ho, ho, ho. All over, all over, all over. All over, all over, all over, all over. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Your music is being heard all over the world, all over the world, darling. Yes, indeed, and internationally as well. This listenership has 80% listeners in the United States. Yes, yes, yes. The other 20% is international, and I tell you, they are faithful. Thank you so much for listening. I really do appreciate you guys listening in from Australia, India, Germany, and Europe. I really do appreciate you guys. Thank you so very much. Listen, while y'all on Facebook, do me a favor. Use keywords Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I would so greatly appreciate it. Listen, let me get on down into the music. Listen, I got some hot stuff for you from independent artist Danielle East. Danielle East, listen, I like what she is putting down. She has a really excellent singing voice, very strong vocals. This one that you're going to hear is called Two Broken Hearts. And, you know, I played Broken Butterfly the other day, and I am telling you, it's about, she wrote the song because she saw a story in the news about a young girl, 12 years old, you know, that was bullied, and from the bullying, the young girl took her life. She committed suicide, and I was talking about that, and I'm telling you, it's very tragic, but the thing that came out of it is a beautiful song that Danielle East wrote. It was a dedication to this young lady, Broken Butterfly. Listen, listen, listen. This song is called Two Broken Hearts. I want you guys to take a listen to this young lady. She is fresh. And you know what? I want to say this about Danielle East. Listen. I was talking about Broken Butterfly, the song that she did the dedication for, but now the song that you're going to hear right now is Two Broken Hearts. It is so refreshing to play Danielle East music, independent artist Danielle East, and I want you guys to follow her on Spotify. I want you guys to follow her on Spotify. Her name is Danielle East, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E. And I'm going to send her a Spotify link out to some other people on Twitter. You know, when the music is playing, I try to get the Spotify link out to individuals that's on Twitter. It's different radio stations where, and people that's asking for new music to hopefully put the music on a playlist so they can get more plays. Now, listen, but this is what I want to say about Danielle. It is very refreshing to play music such as hers because she has that sweet, innocent darling. She's a media darling. She really, whether she knows it or not, she's a media darling. And listen, when you have a young artist like this that puts out great music that is so refreshing, so innocent, and the voice is so clear and crisp, we love it. So she's a media darling. So listen, this one is called Two Broken Hearts. Two Broken Hearts. Take a listen.
Behind those pretty blue eyes is a boy.
All right, all right. You all know this is a live show. It is not pre-recorded. I love that song, Two Broken Hearts. Let me tell you something. That's by Danielle East. I was sending the link out over on Twitter. That's what I do, creating new opportunities for independent artists. Let me tell you something. You know, I was listening to the words of the song, Two Broken Hearts, and you know, it's true. What if two broken hearts can fix each other? You know, and it happens. It happens in life. You know, sometimes you have a broken heart. You know, if you're alive and you're a human being, you've experienced having a broken heart. Okay, so listen, let me tell you something. Danielle East is singing wisdom, right? She's singing wisdom because, listen, if you've got two people that have broken hearts and they meet, you know, and they fix one another, that is so sweet. Let me hear you. Let me tell you something. Like, hear this, hear this. You fix each other, you know, and life is good. Then life is good. And so, listen, when you're hurting, a broken heart hurts. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you stepped on a piece of glass or you stepped on a thumbtack. You know what I'm saying? And you're hurting. It's painful. And listen. Now, listen, then you meet somebody else that maybe have a broken heart. And then, listen, what do? You heal one another. You heal one another's wounds because, what, you love the pain away. You love the hurt away. But, listen, that is not to say that when you break up with somebody that is not a license or giving you a ticket to run out and get in a relationship. So, listen, if you break up with somebody, you don't want to start that cycle where you go out and meet somebody because you just broke up with somebody. That's not what we're talking about up in here. So, listen, if you been apart from that person for a while and you just happen to meet somebody, you know, and then it's like, you know, they become your boo, you know, they become your thing, they become your boo song. Isn't that right? So listen, I love that song. It's really, really sweet, and I'm going to send that link over to Socian over there looking for some brand new music, and I'm going to send that link over as well with Lady Coco. You know, my Lady Coco, she's got her song is dropping on next week, Thanksgiving Day, Thursday the 24th, yes, indeed. She's got some hot stuff right here. It's called I'm Gonna Need Some More. I'm gonna need some more. I like the title of that song because, you know what, I'm just that kind of girl. I would tell my guy, I think I need a little bit more. You know, you need to put some more dessert on the plate up in here. Listen, I am that kind of girl. You know, if I'm going what I want to do, you know, and I'm really digging this dude, I am not bashful. I am not shy. Listen, I'll put my plate out, and I ain't talking about no real plate. I'll put my plate out, and I say, I need some more dessert up in here. You need to serve me again, and I'm not talking about serving me no food. Y'all just read in between the lines. So listen, this is, I'm going to need some more.
Down inside my core, you don't
You better know this up in here. You better know up in here that it's a smash hit single. You better know it up in here. Smash hit single, Lady Coco, Lady Coco. I'm telling you, darling, after she gets finished with doing what she's doing, I'm going to be waiting on that clothing line because I want my pieces. I want my pieces, Lady Coco. Okay, I got my order for you, darling. I'm right now. That is, I'm going to need some more. Listen, dudes. Listen. I'm taking applications. Listen, mama been single way too long. Listen, it's some gas that's coming out of my tank, and I don't mean no farting gas. I ain't talking about, listen, let me tell y'all something. Mama needs to go to the Jiffy Lube. You know what I mean? And I'm not talking about the Jiffy Lube for cars. You know what that means. So listen, I'm taking applications. I don't want no donuts. Let me tell y'all something that happened to me the other day. This man on Facebook, now this is the God heaven truth. I cannot make this up. This man on Facebook sent me a message. He says, oh, I'm so lonely. Y'all know what I did? I started praying for him. I started texting and praying for him in the chat. And then he says to me, this is who's lovely. He sends me a picture of his penis. And I says to him, I can see why you're lonely. And then I put him on block. Listen, if you're going to send me something, send me something. You know, don't send me a Vienna sausage. He sent me a picture of a Vienna sausage. No, not a real Vienna sausage. I'm trying to give you a mental image of what I'm talking about up in here. So listen, I'm like, yeah, I said, what is the world coming from? Coming to? You know, you put all this stuff on you advertising, and you ain't got nothing to advertise. You know what I mean? Why in the world would you send me a picture of your bare belly? Now listen, he got a bare belly. Look like it was back 305. I don't operate like that. I don't operate on something I got to be bouncing on. Because you know what? If you bounce it on a balloon, it's liable to burst. You hear what I'm saying up in here? So listen, I am telling you what's the God him to. So listen, I'm taking applications. I'm taking names. I'm taking phone numbers. Now listen, let me tell you my list. You got to have a JLP. You know what I'm saying? Now listen, if you got a career, that's fine. But if you are an entrepreneur, that's even better. That's even better. I like folks that roll with what they own on their own stuff. You know what I mean? Not because, you know what, when you got a job, they can tell you goodbye at any point. But when you own what you got, listen, you ain't going to fire yourself up in here. Listen, it is just like that. So mom is taking some applications because, listen, Lady Coco, her number got me fired up. Do you hear what I'm saying up here? So listen, the gas is coming out of my tank. It is seeping out. And not only that, you know, my wheels, you know, it takes some air to put in your wheels. I hope y'all understand what I'm talking about. I ain't trying to give you the real version. Read in between the lines. So listen, I got to go up to the station, you know, and refill my tires with some air. Listen, I got to use some air. I ain't talking about no air pump, y'all, at the gas station. Do you hear me what I'm saying up in here? Okay, so listen, y'all ain't old enough to understand what I'm putting down. So, okay, I got to get up out of here. I'm out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. But guess what? I get to come back tomorrow and do it all over again. You know what? And let me say this. All the stuff I be seeing on Facebook, folks advertising, mama don't roll like that. I need real stuff. I can't roll with stuff that I have to play with. I don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? I thought I would just throw that on out there. Now, listen, I got to get on up out of here.
In a special word to Don Kniez, the man that made
Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and
you know.